Hello, everyone, and welcome to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Long Beach, California. I've been here since Friday. I'm just having such a great time. Now, for those of you wondering, well, how far away is Long Beach from the Coachella Valley? Only about 2 hours, and it's easy freeway all the way. And one thing I noticed in Long Beach, they have the streets and all the attractions very well marked, signs everywhere, so it's easy for you to find where you're going. Okay, so it's been a wonderful time here, and I've been here courtesy of the Long Beach Convention and Visitors Bureau. You can go to their website, visitlongbeach.com, and we're here to showcase this beautiful area. Now, I grew up in Long Beach on the outskirts, so this has been walking down memory lane as well for me, and I remember so many things here in Long Beach. Not only did I grow up on the outskirts of Long Beach, but Jack and I, we had a boat here, the Round Tuit, in Shoreline Marina right here for 10 years, so we would be out floating around and going to, of course, 4th of July out here in the harbor. So much fun. You want to come down. But Long Beach is definitely a year-round destination. Some place that for family, bring your friends. If you're looking for somewhere to go different from outside of the desert, come to Long Beach because they are very tourist-friendly. They welcome the tourists with a nice interaction with the locals. So it's a nice mixture of both. And of course, they have the downtown area here with all the hotels and the Shoreline Village, access to Catalina, the Catalina Express, the cruise views, the harbor cruises, and of course the Queen Mary. We had Commodore Everett on in the first hour, in case you missed that. We had also Sheila from the Hotel Maya, and that is where I am staying, right here at the Hotel Maya. And their website is hotelmayalongbeach.com, a very unique boutique hotel, and you can be as worlds away here at the Hotel Maya, or you could just hop on the water taxi or take the passport, the free shuttle. And the free shuttle and the taxi here in Long Beach. So there's a lot of things going on here. I'm going to have them close the door because there's a big wedding taking place outside, and I didn't want to get all the guests that the wedding, they would want to come in and talk on the air. So again, here I am in Long Beach, California. Beautiful. The weather's been fantastic. And Long Beach here, again, for those of you just joining us that missed the first hour of the show, the Port of Long Beach is the United States' second busiest container port and one of the world's largest shipping ports. Of course, here neighborhoods include Belmont Shore, Bixby Knolls, East Anaheim, and we have right here inside of downtown, they have the East Village area, and a beautiful Art Deco building still here, along with the gorgeous new glass and clay encased hotels, and just such a variety. Everything you could want, any kind of what you're in your mind thinking, including the Queen Mary lodging, they have it here in Long Beach, so you're not going to miss out on anything. Pet friendly, right now the Lobster Fest is going on. We're going to find out later on the show what is coming up in Long Beach for you to do, and of course I went to the Aquarium of the Pacific yesterday. We're going to talk about that and so much more. Now, if you have not been to the Facebook page, Traveling with Francoise, I say head on over there, because I have been posting a lot of pictures, Traveling with Francoise, Francoise Road, Instagram, Twitter, a radio gal. I'm all over the place. So check out all the videos that I have been posting everywhere. They're everywhere. So again, I want to thank you all for joining us. And I want to thank our sponsors as well. Of course, the show is brought to you by our host is the Long Beach Visitors, Convention and Visitors Bureau. They are the host here for me being in Long Beach with the show. And of course, our regular hosts, our show hosts that are with us every week. This week, we're presented by Caliente Springs Resort and Golf Course, a resort living adult style in Desert Hot Springs. So definitely you want to thank all our sponsors. And real quickly, I want to thank our segment sponsors, which is the 500 in Palm Springs, Bob's Carpet on Perez Road in Cathedral City, Desert Arc Attire, and let's see, we also have Benefit Together, your prescriptions to healthcare savings for you and your pets. And next week, you'll find out who are one of our new sponsors that we have with Traveling with Francoise. But right now, it is all about Long Beach. Since I've been here, I have been all over this town. I've been on the water taxi. I've been on the passport, the free shuttle bus that takes you all around downtown. I've also had a taxi ride as well, and I have walked miles and miles to look at the buildings, Shoreline Village, walk along the shoreline. Lobster Fest is going on. Comic-Con's going on this weekend. Long Beach is one of the most dog-friendly places in the United States. They're having two dog festivals going on here as well. So it is never-ending. I've been down to the Queen Mary, beautiful, majestic ship. I've been to the aquarium, Long Beach Aquarium. We're going to talk about that. And dining. I have been eating to my heart's content and loving every single meal. So there's also Art Deco. They have a magnificent art program here. So much to talk about here and see and do in Long Beach, California. The website to go to plan your trip is visitlongbeach.com. And, of course, where I'm staying, the Hotel Maya Long Beach, beautiful. They have their own private little beach here. They have lots of weddings. They have a lot of business conventions going on, pool area. It's all right here at the Hotel Maya. So I will go on and on about my trip, but I want to get to our guests and let's find out more about Long Beach. But before we go to break, Long Beach has a very storied history with the movies and filmmaking here. So many films have been made here in Long Beach. In fact, Long Beach has been used instead of Miami. They just come right down here to Long Beach and shoot a film and tell you that they're in Miami, which they aren't. And the list of famous residents in Long Beach goes on and on and on. Fatty Arbuckle, Milton Bradley, Nat King Cole, I'm looking down this list, Marilyn Holmes, Thelma Houston, Paula Jones, Bob Lemon, Bradley Knoll. I some of these people, I don't even know, but they're all celebrities or they're athletes, professional athletes. Again, they've had Super Bowl champions here that live here in this area. They just love the feel and the vibe of Long Beach, the Long Beach area. So the list goes on and on. Olympians live here. And, of course, it's just the beautiful shorelines that any kind of water sport you want to do happens right here in Long Beach. In fact, the cruise ship Carnival Cruise Line comes in and out of Long Beach. You can go to Catalina from Long Beach. The list is endless. On that note, though, I'm going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to have Emily Yam. She's going to join us. She is Science Interpretation Supervisor for the Aquarium of the Pacific. I was there yesterday. We're going to find out about this attraction, another attraction besides the many happening here in Long Beach. Queen Mary, of course, being one of them, the big convention center, so many events happening there. But you don't want to miss the Aquarium of the Pacific right here in Long Beach, California. So I'm going to step aside. When we come back, Emily's going to join us, and we're going to hear, we have an hour show packed with great information and why you should come and visit Long Beach. Okay, folks, you're listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio 1200 live from Long Beach. We'll be right back. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Françoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Hey, this is Anthony, and I'm a guy that loves to cook. Now, if you're like me, you know that in the kitchen, you need the right tool for the right job. That's where Kitchen Kitchen comes in. Owner Jan Boydston and her staff are fun and knowledgeable, and they make it easy to find everything you need to make your time in the kitchen that much easier and enjoyable. Located in Indian Wells on the corner of Cook and Highway 111, call today at 760-773-9464 or find them on the web at kitchenkitchen.com. I'll see you there.
The deal is in the desert at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. Shop over 200 new VWs or quality pre-owned vehicles. All with incredibly low prices and payments at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. And don't worry about your credit. Our goal is 100% credit approval. Drive a little, save a lot at Coachella Valley Volkswagen. On Barner Road, just west of Washington Street off the 10 Highway. Call 855-BUY-A-VW or click CoachellaValleyVolkswagen.com.
Yeah, the weather's great in Palm Springs. It makes you happy, makes you want to sing. Yeah, the weather's great in Palm Springs. The Best of the Best Tours wants to show you the best of Palm Springs with tours featuring the rich and famous, the Indian Canyons, and the Windmills too. We have bikes for rent and knickknacks for you at the Best of the Best Tours on the corner of Ramon and Indian Canyon.
Where did you get your fantastic waiting room furniture?
We got it at Desert Business Interiors. They even helped us design it.
Sharp-looking office furniture. Don't tell me. Desert Business Interiors, right? Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
Thai Smile Rancho Mirage has moved and is now on El Paseo in Palm Desert, between San Luis Rey and Larkspur. Same delicious food, but with a new full-service bar, patio seating, a spacious dining area, plus plenty of free parking. Open daily for lunch or dinner, call Thai Smile, located on El Paseo, today at 760-341-6565. That's 341-6565. See it, Thai Smile Rancho Mirage on El Paseo in Palm Desert. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francois. Coming to you live from Long Beach, California. And as I was sitting here listening to the commercials and rearranging my notes, I just want to make sure we thank all our sponsors that are part of Traveling with Francois. And when you go in there, make sure you say, tell them that you heard about them on Traveling with Francois. Those are Indian Ridge, Coachella Valley Volkswagen, Kitchen, the list goes on and on and on. I don't want to miss anybody, but we thank them as well. All right, when you're here in Long Beach, besides going to the Queen Mary and going taking a tour around town, or coming down here for the Long Beach Grand Prix, or going to Comic-Con, one place you don't want to miss is the Aquarium of the Pacific. Joining us right now is Emily Yam. Hi, Emily.
Hi, Francoise. Thanks for having me. It's wonderful to be here.
Well, it is. You have a fabulous job over there at the Aquarium of the Pacific. Tell us a little bit about what you do over there.
Sure. I work in the education department. So the Aquarium of the Pacific is a really large public aquarium, and I happen to work with all of our large team of educators that we have out on the floor, helping to teach people about the ocean and make them feel like they're stewards of the environment.
Well, yesterday, and I loved seeing this, because we need to teach children young about animals and our environment. We need to start them young, really, so they understand what's going on out there. And yesterday, when I was over there touring, there were so many families. And what I really enjoyed was watching the parents as well saying, no, this is what this animal is. And they were taking the time not only to let the kids experience the Aquarium of the Pacific, because it's quite an experience, but to learn about what's happening, what the animals are that in the certain exhibits. So let's talk a little bit about the aquarium itself. How large is it? How many exhibits do you have?
You know, we're, I think, the fourth most visited, and somewhere about the seventh or eighth of most attended aquarium in the country. We're a large public facility. We have over 12,000 animals that call the Aquarium of the Pacific home. And the thing that I think that's most wonderful about the aquarium is we really feature all different aspects of the Pacific Ocean. So the Pacific Ocean, if you look at it on a globe or a map, it's big. It's really, really big. And going to the Aquarium of the Pacific is kind of like taking little snapshot visits of different areas. So we feature temperate water, local water, like what we would see here if we put our faces in the Pacific Ocean here in Southern California. So majestic kelp forests, all the local animals you would see here. We have a little bit that features also Baja California as well. So a little subtropical just south of us. We also feature North Pacific regions. So what you would imagine you would see in Alaska or Oregon or Washington. So the cold water animals, lots of beautiful, colorful invertebrates, some that you can even touch, and our sea otters, one of our highlights there. And then last but not least, we also feature the tropical Pacific, sort of everybody's favorite region of the Pacific. At least I'm a little biased. I do love it here, but I can't say that I don't love the tropical Pacific. And we definitely feature beautiful, colorful coral reef habitats. We have two sea turtles. We have divers that go in the water and talk to the guests from the inside. So it's really a magical way to see a little bit of everything in the Pacific Ocean.
Well, and you talked about the interactive. Okay, the kids just reach down in there and touch the sharks. They don't even think twice, which is fabulous. Of course, the adults are going, Well, I guess if that little boy can do it, I can do it too. So you do have the areas where the kids can get a memories that they will never forget. Reaching down and touching a shark, that is something they will never forget. And you have the areas, and of course, people such as yourself, the educators, are all over to answer any questions at the Aquarium of the Pacific, which is really, it is right downtown. Now, do you have a waterway that actually brings some of the ocean water in? I was thinking about that last night.
That's a great question. We're actually a closed system. There are other aquariums that do take in water from the outside. We get a small portion of our water from right outside our doors there, but most of our water actually gets trucked in from a little bit farther offshore, and we heat it up to all the right temperatures and cool it down to the right temperatures if need be.
For each exhibit, I would say. Now, I was walking around and looking at many of the exhibits. It looks like you have one exhibit where you take care of some of the injured animals that come in?
Yeah, in the very back of our facility, we have our Molina Animal Care Center, and it's our state-of-the-art animal hospital. I can't think of another place. There might be a handful of other facilities that let you see that much about what it takes to take care of that many animals. And so we have floor-to-ceiling windows. You can look right in. You can see our vets at work. And we even have show times where you can listen and talk to keepers and talk to educators about the types of things that it takes to take care of all those animals. It's really neat. I've seen like otters get their teeth cleaned. I've seen a shark have surgery. I saw a pallet tang, which is Dory from Finding Nemo. For mm-hmm. some of you that might have seen that little bluefish, you know, you wouldn't think, oh, it's just this tiny little fish. I saw it get medicine put on its face, and then it was amazing. It was out of the water because we can actually take them out of the water if you have all the right conditions.
Right.
And they put medicine on that pallet tang's face, and then they put her in a condition so that she could wake up from anesthesia. I mean, these are the most amazing things that you can see just in person at our facility.
And with us, folks, is Emily Yam. She is with the Aquarium of the Pacific. You can go to their website, aquariumofthepacific.org, and look at all the fabulous things they do there. And when you're talking about, I saw a shark swimming around in a big tank. It looked like he had had surgery on a fin up on top. I could actually see some stitches in there. So maybe a fishing line or something got caught. Now, who contacts you for the animals that need help?
So we don't do a lot of, we don't provide a lot of care for external animals, although we do have a lot of in-house expertise. So we're really well connected with other facilities in our region. Like when people see stranded sea lions or seals or things like that, we're very well connected with the marine mammal and seabird and normal bird mm-hmm. rescues in the area. All the animals that join our collection just live with us here at the aquarium.
Okay. All right. And the variety, you have some sharks, you have some very large animals, and you also have the smaller ones. There's so many different types of exhibits, from large floor to ceiling to smaller. It takes quite a while. It's a lot of fun just to walk around and look at each exhibit. And of course, you have the explanation in front. There's a written explanation that people can read and look, and I'm sure the educators walking around. Do you give tours there at the Aquarium of the Pacific?
We sure do. We have a lot of docents or volunteers that work on the floor, and they help guide people through their day. We have behind the scenes tours. We have animal encounters. We do whale watch trips. There is so much to do at the aquarium, and I think it's a really densely packed day of uh-huh. education for sure. In terms of learning, we use a lot of technology. There's films. We have a Science on a Sphere, which is a 6-foot ball that gets projected images on the outside. It's spectacular. It's like this dynamic, colorful display. And we are able to give a little something for everybody that comes to visit.
Yeah, the kids don't realize they're learning. That's always a good thing. They're there. All they're going to remember is all the fun that they had there. When you walk into the Aquarium of the Pacific, there's this huge whale.
There's a model of our whale, Eddie.
Yes, he's a model. Yes, he's and he is gigantic. He is very, very large. Of course, you have the gift shops there. Everybody always loves to go take home, you know, souvenir from the Aquarium of the Pacific and walking around. What are the hours of operation of the Aquarium of the Pacific?
We're open from 9 a.m. till 6 p.m. every day of the year, except for Christmas and during the Grand Prix.
Ah, okay. And then the passport, the free shuttle that rides around, was there all day long in front of the aquarium, drops you right off there in front. So it's really easy to fine. Now, a lot of people make the mistake of thinking that the blue building, and I want to tell you this because you're going to drive in, you're going to see a lot of murals everywhere. Murals. I keep saying this. Bob, quit laughing. Anyway, these beautiful paintings, let me put it that way, on walls everywhere. And there's a round building that has the whales and this beautiful ocean scenery going all around the building. That is not the Aquarium of the Pacific.
That's right. We're a little ways down the street. That's a beautiful building. It's part of our Long Beach landscape, and the mural was done by an artist and ocean activist named Wyland. We're actually down the street just a little bit, and you'll see we look like waves, actually. Yeah. Our building looks a little bit more like waves. Got a wavy ceiling.
But people do mistake you for that. But that is one thing. Everyone says, oh, I want to go to the Aquarium of the Pacific when I'm in Long Beach, because it really gives us a hands-on experience of what goes on in our ocean, what goes on in our waters there. And do you at the aquarium there, I was just, this came into my head as well. Do you study what's happening in the ocean, in the waters, of what's going on out there? Is that all part of what you need to know as educators?
We absolutely participate in keeping ourselves up to date. We have a lot of connections with scientists. We have a lot of partnerships with scientists. We have grants with scientists. And we work a lot with, actually, our federal agencies, state agencies, and things like that. We really pride ourselves, the Aquarium of the Pacific prides itself on being a communicator of science and really helping people to understand not just animals but ocean, right? And the ocean is such a sensitive habitat and such an important habitat on Earth that we get to be that place where people come to learn about it. So we're so lucky.
Mm-hmm. And again, when you go in there, a lot of the visitors that you have, I know locals, there was a lot of locals there as well yesterday, but a lot of the visitors, now, of course, we're there just to look at the exhibits and learn from them in our own way, as well as have a fun day. We're there to have a fun day as well, but little do we know that behind the scenes, all the species that you show, there's a reason on why they're there and why you're showing them and how people can learn from them.
Yeah, there's even some animals that are mysterious to people, like jellies. Right now, that's the main exhibit that we've got going on.
Beautiful. You have a neon light. I think, is that a black light that's in there, or is that just the jellies themselves?
Yeah, we have these jellies called flower hat jellies, and they're what we call biofluorescent, which means that instead of, a lot of times when we think of things that glow in the ocean, it's for a direct reason, like it needs to communicate, or it got scared and it started showing light. These guys biofluoresce instead of bioluminesce, which means that under the right light conditions, they look like they're glowing all the time. And so those are flower hat jellies, which are cool. They have these long tentacles that they stick on the top of their head instead, and it makes them look like these unusual, almost plant-like creatures. But they're really animals, and we have them displayed with a yellow filter in the front and blue light on the top, and that's actually the exact right conditions that it makes it look like they're glowing green. So really spectacular animals. We have about a dozen different species, and I think of the 12 species we have on exhibit today, three of those species glow like that.
Well, beautiful. Definitely beautiful. All right. What if I want to take a group of people? Do you have group tours there? Can we bring a large group of people in? Do the schools? I'm sure the schools go there as well.
Yeah, there's a lot of field trips that we get. School groups come in for discounted rate. There's also group sales. And then we certainly have lots of different options in terms of memberships, support, and certainly our general admission is also combinable with other programs in the region. So we have partnerships with other facilities in the area, or we also sell a combo ticket with whale watching, which is spectacular.
Well, Emily, thank you so much for joining us. Are you working today?
This is my work today.
This is your work today. All right. Well, thank you so much. Again, I had a great time. The Aquarium of the Pacific. Go to their website, aquariumofthepacific.org. That will be on Traveling with Francois. So I don't want anybody to miss it. I want to make sure that you, when you are here in Long Beach, when you're visiting Long Beach, that's part of your stay, to go over to the aquarium and definitely enjoy yourself. Have a great day. Take the kids, very child friendly, as well as the adults. Let me tell you, the adults are in just as much awe as the children are. So, Emily Yam, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside shortly. When we come back, Lauren Simpson's going to join us. We're going to talk about food. Yes, I've been eating a lot in Long Beach. We're going to talk about food. We still have the murals to talk about. All right. Of course, Shoreline Village. I was there. I'll talk a little bit about that. So much more. Let's see. We'll talk about dining. And I don't know. Lauren and I are just going to have a great conversation about Long Beach. Well, how about we do that? A little bit of social media as well. Long Beach is very into social media, and I have been doing a lot of that. So make sure you go to the Instagram page and my Traveling with Francois Facebook page, Francois Rose Facebook page, and all that social media stuff. Twitter. I am there. I don't want you to miss any of it. So right now, as I said earlier, I am in Long Beach for the live remote here from the Hotel Maya. You want to go to their website, hotelmayalongbeach.com. Having a fabulous day, perfect weather, year-round destination here in Long Beach. And if you want to plan your entire trip, the easiest way to do it is just go to visitlongbeach.com. And, of course, that will be on the website as well. All right, folks, we're going to step aside. When we come back, more from Long Beach. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise live from Long Beach, California, right here on Money Radio 1200 KPSF. We'll be right back.
In Oklahoma, a prison official says three inmates were stabbed to death during a disturbance among prisoners overnight, and a fourth later died of his injuries at that correctional facility in the city of Cushing. A lot of excitement being generated by Pope Francis's coming visit to the U.S. East Coast. Security concerns, too. On ABC's This Week, Congressman Michael McCaul, who chairs the House Homeland Security Committee, on the challenges of protecting the pontiff.
He's a very passionate man. He likes to get out with the people, and with that comes a large security risk.
Republican presidential candidates are preparing for their next debate September 16th. Correspondent Athena Jones telling us it'll be staged in Southern California at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library.
These candidates want to show some fire. They want to have a memorable moment that hopefully boosts them in the polls.
A former champion from the extreme cooking show Iron Chef has died. Kerry Simon was 60. He'd served up dishes to such rock bands as Led Zeppelin and Motley Crue, died of complications of a neurological disorder. I'm Chaz Henry.
Are you ready to take your diabetes management to the next level? Put the ContourNex meter to the test and challenge your meter. The ContourNex meter makes testing easy and highly accurate with close to lab level results. And J.D. Power ranked Bayer's portfolio of meters highest in customer satisfaction with blood glucose meters. So take the challenge. Go to ContourNextChallenge.com, get a free meter, and enter to win free test strips. Contour Next. Accuracy you can trust.
To the guy who's having trouble letting go, it's time. Jean shorts, like your knees, have had their day in the sun. Your color-changing t-shirt stopped changing years ago. And your 92 Samurai is no longer too legit. So it might be time to, you know, quit. The good news is CarMax will appraise your car for free in about 30 minutes and will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. But the jorts? We can't help you with the jorts. CarMax, the bright side of car buying.
Getting the urge for a new golf cart? Then it's time to call AC Electric Vehicles, where the AC stands for all custom, and the all custom means you'll get exactly what you want from start to finish. Serving the Coachella Valley for 21 years, visit our main service, sales, and manufacturing center in Indio, and our new showroom at the Roger Dunn's in Indio as well. Call AC Electric Vehicles today at 760-325-0070. That's 325-0070, or on the web at acvehicle.com.
Day in and day out, I get asked whether we've seen the bottom of the declining precious metals market. This is Nick Grovich, owner of American Federal Rare Coin and Bullion. No one really knows the answer to that question, despite the so-called expert predictions of the next move. These predictions rarely come true, and I find that most investors already in the market would be better off using this quiet time to reevaluate their portfolios. At American Federal, we want to ensure that you aren't one of the thousands of investors who end up with the wrong coins when the market rebounds. We know this happens because we see it every single day. Now is the best time to make sure you own the coins that are liquid, easy to value, and that move up with the price of gold. Most importantly, coins that will have the best chance of meeting your investment goals. Call American Federal for a free coin portfolio review. We'll show you how your coins have performed and give you the information to decide if you really are positioned properly for your situation. Call 480-553-5282. That's 480-553-5282 or online at AmericanFederal.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Long Beach, California. All right, we know I can't travel and go with the show, or none of us can travel without wanting to eat. Eating out is just such a huge part of traveling because we want to experience all that a destination has to offer. I know myself, personally, I like to go to all the local places, the family-owned and operated. I want to go where the locals go, but I also want to go to what is trending. I want a little bit of everything. And for those of you who like the just the regular staples of the, California Pizza Kitchen, what else there was? Oh, gosh, Chili's. And they're all in my head. I'm looking at these the names of the standard P.F. Chang's. Long Beach has it all, but they have some other restaurants that are definitely one of kind and unique. Joining us right now to talk about that is Lauren Simpson. She is the digital communications manager for the Long Beach CVB. Hi, Lauren.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I have been eating my heart out. I have been to Fuego's right here at Hotel Maya.
Oh, awesome.
I have been to James Republic, which was delicious. In fact, I had a carnitas Eggs Benedict with cilantro and the hollandaise sauce. It was really
amazing.
It was very delicious. Went to the Reef.
Okay.
Of course, the Reef's been here forever.
It has been, yeah.
Had a calamari, fried calamari, and I had an artichoke dip and spinach dip with some chips and stuff, and it was perfect. And then I went to King's Fish House last night and had, what did I have there? I had linguine and clams.
Oh, nice. All right. Just remodeled as well. So they have that al fresco dining. It's really, really nice now.
Yeah, it was very, very nice. Mm-hmm. And then I also went to had some ice cream on Shoreline Village. So I have been eating my way around Long Beach. Okay. All right, we have a visitor over there. Okay, so all right, there we go. Is that your children, Lauren?
They are. I have a 2 and a 7-year-old.
All right, and they want to see what's mommy doing.
They
what's
do.
Mommy
doing? They're supposed to be exploring right now, but
they're not. They're here. They say, "Wait, mommy's on the radio." Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's talk about the dining, the diversity of dining in Long Beach.
Okay. Well, first of all, Long Beach is a mecca for diversity. There are tons of different cultures and peoples here, and with that comes cuisine. So we have everything from authentic Vietnamese food all the way to your just classic American food. I mean, we have it all. We have a traditional Irish pub. They actually built it and then shipped it here.
Oh.
So it's awesome. It's called the Old Dubliner, and it's a really nice experience. They also have dining over on the legendary Queen Mary, and there's fine dining at Sir Winston's. There's also Chelsea's Chowder House where you can take the family. And then there's also a tea room. There's a Princess Diana exhibit there. And then after the exhibit, normally you can go into the tea room and have traditional tea. And then in leaving the Queen Mary, you can hop over to Pine. You mentioned King's Fish House.
Yes.
And as well as King's Fish House is there, but you also have Greek food in George's Greek. There is the Federal Bar where they have a speakeasy down below. Let's see what else. There's Bobo's Kitchen and Rooftop, and they have this beer garden upstairs, and then they have over 100 different vodkas. They have cuisine that tantalizes all taste buds. It's so yummy. Jump over from Pine over to the Promenade, and there is the Stave Wine Bar. Then there's also Michael's Pizzeria that has authentic Italian pizzas and pastas. There is Beechwood Barbecue and Brewery, where you can have some of the best barbecue I've had, as well as craft beer, and it's award-winning craft beer.
And that's really that's what my confusion was, my dilemma last night, is because I was on the Promenade, I was over on Pine, I was by 555.
Yes,
I almost thought about 555 as well, but I didn't feel I was dressed appropriately. It was a little bit more fine dining, is really what I thought.
I had
my flip flops on. I've been walking all day. Was a little bit sweaty there, but so but it looks delicious. Next time I would like to go to 555 as a plan. But there were so many different options to choose from. I really couldn't choose. So then I thought, okay, fish healthy, I'll go to the King's Fish House. Now, pubs and gastropubs and breweries, beer is becoming all the rage.
It is,
so they're really popping up. Of course, many of the restaurants I saw, of course, they have these beautiful wine selections, but beer is really trending now.
It is. And it makes it so wonderful to have a gem like Beechwood, because not only is it just, you know, a place to go and have great food, but their selection of beers are incredible. But it's also craft beer, so it's beer that they are brewing right there. And then, of course, they win awards for it, so you know it's good, right?
Yeah. And they're all within walking distance.
Very easy.
And the passport will drop you off at different locations throughout this downtown area. And the restaurants are very easy to walk to from the convention center, from all sorts of the hotels right there along that strip, Shoreline Village.
That's correct.
Then, of course, you can just take the water taxi or the bus or a taxi over from Hotel Maya here and just walk around and try to decide, where am I going to eat?
Exactly. Yeah. But see, believe, so first off, to go back to the passport, will also take you down to the shore. So you can go over to Belmont Shore and have authentic Mediterranean food. There's a place called Open Sesame that's really, really good. There's Domenico's, which is an Italian restaurant there. But see, that restaurant I just found out is the oldest in the city.
Ah.
It's 62 years old, if I'm not mistaken. So it's funny because you can go in there and you can have authentic food, but then there's also a sense of community even within that restaurant because there are people who are celebrating, I think I heard, their 55th wedding anniversary.
As a child living in Long Beach, we went to Domenico's. We were there and loved the food. They had a salad dressing there that no one could duplicate. It was this phenomenal. I'll never forget their salad dressing. I, as a kid, you know, you're not really big into salads, but there was something about the salad dressing that was so good. Yeah.
That's how you know it's good, right?
Yeah.
But then also in the shore, there's Bricks at the Shore. There are a few other places as well. I mean, there's definitely something that you can find to eat in that area. And then with the water taxis, it'll take you, bring you, you can take it from the Maya over to Alamitos Bay, where you can have restaurants such as Boathouse on the Bay, which is a great spot for seafood. But then there's also outdoor dining, and there is on their beautiful patio, of course, that overlooks the bay. But then they also have music, live music, which is also nice, you know, for a nice little date night or friends night out.
And I noticed a lot of actually live entertainment over the weekend, and I know it is a hustle bustle weekend here. I'm sure every weekend in Long Beach is a hustle bustle.
It seems that way.
And with us, folks, is Lauren Simpson. She is with the, she's the digital communications manager for the Long Beach CVB. So there's always something going on here. But the diversity, we didn't really even, were able to talk that much about Alamitos Bay and Belmont Shore, which is part of Long Beach.
It is.
For those that want to maybe get more into the community type atmosphere with the homes, surrounded by homes with their little main street, that's more of Belmont Shore and stuff.
It is.
Everything's right along the main street for visitors. And it's a beautiful area down there as well with all the little inlets and such. Now, Long Beach is very hip and they know the value of social media.
Yes.
And that is, you are the digital communications manager. Now, Lauren, what does that mean when you're working for a city such as Long Beach?
It means that I am trying to tell everyone, any and everyone, about all the different things that are going on here. You mentioned the different activities that are going on here. Down in Belmont Shore, even today, there's a car show. And then I'm also talking about any of the deals that our members might be having. So whether you're, it's a Wednesday night and maybe you're feeling like a glass of wine, well, there's a Wine Wednesday or a Wine Down Wednesday. Then we also have various Taco Tuesdays. Then we also have a campaign that we're running, which is our Beach with Benefits. And you just follow that hashtag, hashtag Beach with Benefits, and you can find tons of different things that are going on in the city, as well as possibly when.
So that's Beach with Benefits, hashtag. And so the different sites that people, of course, if they just Google Visit Long Beach, I think that would be your main tag. They're going to have pages and pages of information and different places to go. And you also must work on the Visit Long Beach website.
I do.
To keep all the different tags and different. So right now, I've been trying Periscope. Is that something I've been working with that, but you're probably Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook,
you name it.
Pinterest.
Okay. All right. I can't keep up with it all, Lauren. I need to see the apps on your phone.
I know.
I'm
almost embarrassed to show you.
Yeah. And it's a lot because we're so, just this weekend alone, Comic-Con, Long Beach happening, the festivals for Pet Friendly Festival here in Long Beach.
There is.
Of course, you have that. What else was, the Lobster Festival, the big concert. And that's just a few of the things going on. And that doesn't count taking all the live entertainment everywhere throughout Long Beach.
That's correct. Yeah, there's always something going on. Always something going on. We also have an e-blast that goes out. It's called our What's Up Wednesday. So on Wednesday, it goes out and it covers all events throughout the week. Up until the following Tuesday. So if you're just trying to figure out, you know, hey, I wonder what I can do on this, you know, on Friday evening or Sunday day. And it's got tons of events even in there.
Just call Lauren.
Yeah. I know. Just call me.
Just go to our Facebook page or something. And
Definitely.
And I would say the handle for all these, is it Visit Long Beach? Is that the easiest way to pick up on Twitter and Pinterest and all the everything?
It's at Visit LB. So L is in Long Beach, B is in B.
Okay.
So Beach, excuse me.
You can get that to me, and I'll put that on the page too as well.
Perfect.
So we make sure everyone can get their social media fix out there.
Definitely.
Well, Lauren, thank you so much. And Bob's not in here right now. He's outside. We're going to have Bob back on in a minute, Bob Moglen, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about Long Beach. But name a few of your favorite restaurants in Long Beach.
Oh, my goodness. There are too many to even name.
All right. Are you a seafood or a steak person?
I love seafood. I love both, but definitely seafood.
Okay. And a lot of great places here in Long Beach.
There are.
Thanks so much for joining us today.
You send me a tweet and then I can share.
Okay. Okay. We'll do it that way. All right. Okay.
Thank you for having me.
Everywhere I've had something that's been fantastic. So, they've all been different. So that's what makes it so fun. Each one has been different.
Yes.
So,
and don't let me forget to mention Funky Fourth Street, excuse me, our Retro Row area has tons of different restaurants as well.
Okay.
And then Hollywood set designers will go down there to dress shows like Mad Men. So
yeah, well, I can tell why. It's very awesome down there. And mm-hmm. that East Village vibe area going on with it. Oh, so much to do and see in Long Beach. All right, Lauren, thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, have a great day. Don't forget to send me all those handles.
We'll
do. All those 5,500 of them.
I know.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do one and we'll just spread it all out. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside and wait. Come back. Bob Moglen is back with us. We're going to wrap it up for Long Beach. We still have a lot more to tell you, so don't go away. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Long Beach, California, just a couple hours away from the Coachella Valley. Easy drive on the freeway, and just so well posted here that you'll know exactly where you're going once you're in Long Beach. And do what I do, park the car and just take the passport, the free shuttle that takes you all over the area, or get a cab, or get the water taxi, however you want to do it. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Behold the breathtaking views, abundance of sunshine, and natural hot waters at Sky Valley Resort. Offering an active adult lifestyle, they offer the best value in the Coachella Valley for quality resort residences and vacation homes. For the RVer, they welcome all size rigs with their roomy sites that include full hookups. Sky Valley Resort is just minutes from Palm Desert and Rancho Mirage. Call today for your free information packet. Call 760-329-8400 or visit them on the web at rvwell.com. That's RVWELL.com.
B. Alston's Jewelers, a full-service jewelry store. B. Alston's Jewelers, let our family take care of yours. We'll make a custom piece for a special moment and create a lasting memory. We invite you to come and see us today, a family tradition. B. Alston's Jewelers.
You'll find us at the Gardens on El Paseo in Palm Desert.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
If you want to know what's going on in the desert, all you have to do is pick up a copy of The Desert Entertainer, available for free at over 800 locations. From live entertainment, attractions, dining, golf, and gaming, you'll find it all in The Desert Entertainer, with great features on everything from desert nightlife to a complete calendar of events. There's even discount coupon offers and more, all inside The Desert Entertainer. So if you want to know what's going on, just look inside The Desert Entertainer, your weekly guide to fun.
Have you ever noticed how many mobile and manufactured home communities there are in the Coachella Valley? Well, believe it or not, there's over 110 of them. Some are guard-gated communities with clubhouses and golf courses, and in season, their numbers really grow. So, how do businesses effectively reach these consumers? They advertise in the Desert Mobile Home News. The Desert Mobile Home News has served these residents for over 59 years and comes out every Thursday at over 300 different locations. Reach permanent residents and snowbirds alike. Advertise your business in the Desert Mobile Home News.
All right, folks, welcome back to Traveling with Francoise. As we wind up our stay here in Long Beach, it's been such a great stay for me, but we're not done yet. So, no. And just because he is such a gentleman has not been correcting me, it is Bob McGooglin. Is that correct, Bob?
That's right.
Why did you not say something?
When you have a funny name like McGooglin, I accept anything that's reasonable. I like to tell people I was 21 before I could pronounce it.
I asked Lauren, you never said a word. She said, it's McGooglin. Okay, I have it straight now. And again, we've had such a great time. You've been showing me all over Long Beach, all the things. We couldn't even touch base on maybe an eighth of the things that you wanted me to see in the last couple of days. But it's just been a whirlwind of fun, though. And I just enjoyed being out and about and being part of the locals and part of the tourists. I had a nice mix of both.
Yeah, Long Beach is such a wonderful place. And I think that's, as we said when I was on earlier, one of the beauties of Long Beach is that it's not just a tourist town. It is an area where visitors mingle with our with our local population, and that makes for a very eclectic, very wonderful vibe in our downtown and throughout our neighborhoods. I don't know if I mentioned, but we're not just a downtown,
right,
waterfront destination. We have over 80 very unique, one-of-a-kind neighborhoods, many of them with their own shopping districts, their own restaurants, their own areas. Some of the more popular ones, I think you may have mentioned a couple, the Bixby Knolls area up in the north part. Belmont Shore is the quintessential Southern California beach town,
yeah,
right on the water, right on Alamitos Bay. You've got Naples Island with the beautiful canals and the gondolas that go through there. You just got so many different areas. Retro Row, we never talked about Retro Row. Funky 4th Street, as we call it.
Actually, Laura brought that.
Did you talk about it?
I walked down that area. Was that in the East Village area?
No. This is further east. I don't think you've been. See, always a reason to come back.
Yes.
But it's a whole street full of shops of antiques, vintage clothing. Oh. All kinds of collectibles. It's wonderful, little bistros and gastro pubs, but a vintage 1920s movie theater that still shows first run as well as vintage movies. But the beauty of it, one of the wonderful things about it is the set designers from Hollywood actually come to Retro Row to buy clothes, furniture for their vintage sets.
Oh, so, a great place.
One thing I wanted to mention before we go any further, I was talking with Sheila from Hotel Maya,
yes,
and they have a special promotion going on, and she wanted to offer a special extension for listeners of Traveling with Francois. The Hotel Maya is doing a selfie stick promotion.
Okay.
Out in front of the hotel, they have a little stone Mayan, weighs about 350 pounds, and he's wearing sunglasses. And what they've got is a package, and it's called the selfie package. And what you do is you take a picture, a selfie, uh-huh, of yourself with the little Mayan, and then you post it at their site, which is at Hotel Maya, or tag Hotel Maya's Facebook page, and you receive free parking and special rates. And right now they're offering a rate of $199, and the code offer is PK3. Now, technically, the promotion ends at the end of this month, but just for listeners of Traveling with Francois, they will extend the promotion through the end of 2015.
Oh my God,
all they have to do is, when they call in, is mention the PK3 code,
okay,
and that they are a listener of Traveling with Francois.
Well, thank you so much, because we are going to be featuring Long Beach on KESQ-TV as well.
Great.
On my travel segment there as well, and I'll make sure that this promotion gets out to all my different areas, because definitely, folks, you want to come stay at the Hotel Maya. It's just beautiful here, and I'm going to take a selfie of myself before I leave.
I will be out there.
I have to do that myself. I will check that out. Now, we're talking about all these areas we didn't see. Of course, we talked about all the events that are here happening today. Little do people realize, of course, the Long Beach Grand Prix is
April. That's coming up in April.
A gigantic event. But before that, there are so many things happening in Long Beach, a beautiful place to come down for the holidays as well, with all the lights and the boat parades and everything's happening out in the harbor. So, Bob, give us an idea of what is coming up here in Long Beach.
Well, as we like to say, there's always something happening in Long Beach, whether it's a festival, a fair, ethnic, cultural cultural experience or a sporting event or a theater event. Coming up on September 19th, the weekend for that weekend, Shoreline Village has their Pirate Fest. Uh-huh. They bring in pirate ships into the marina. They've got hundreds of pirates sword fighting and doing theatrical productions, and you can come down and have your picture taken with a pirate.
And when does that come?
That's on September 19th, that Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And then on September 24th, we have a very special presentation in our Terrace Theater. Seinfeld Live will be at the Terrace Theater. On September 26th, our Aquarium of the Pacific does their Baja Splash, which is a salute to Hispanic heritage, and it has everything Hispanic with food, from food, drink, music, dance, and exhibitions. Then, of course, we get into the Halloween area, and you know, you mentioned Dark Harbors, one of the best spook places to go for Halloween to get your scare on. Over 13 specialized mazes for that. We also, just before during October, the JetBlue Long Beach Marathon, which if you're a runner or just want to come out and have some fun, because it's also music and dancing and dining. If you are a runner, we have a marathon, a half marathon, and a bike tour, and it's unique in the fact that our course is 80% along the water.
Nice. Yes, that keeps those runners going. They think of water.
You might want to bring your dog for the hot dog Halloween parade, or you may want to come and just enjoy the 2nd Street Belmont Christmas parade, or better yet, the Naples Island boat parade.
That's right.
And we also have a parade of a thousand lights of boats in Queensway Bay from Shoreline Village and sails past the Queen Mary. That's just a few of the things that are coming up right away. And there's many more as we go back into 2016, we start all over with our annual events.
And yeah, again, the lights, but I'll give you that code, folks. This will all be on Facebook and Francois, the website. So if you miss the code, don't worry about it. But it is PK3 for the Hotel Maya. I make sure that will get there out there to you. And of course, you mentioned lights and Long Beach. You have beautiful light shows everywhere at night. It's just very unique.
3 years ago, we put together a partnership, the CVB, the Downtown Long Beach Associates, the City of Long Beach, and several of our big corporate partners. We actually put in something like 2,500 colored LED lights all up and down Pine Avenue on the face of the convention center in our downtown Shoreline area, and they're all controlled by computer. And they can basically, it's a range of a million colors. So we can do anything we want in terms of colored light show. Many times when a company or a major organization will come into our convention center, we can literally have all the lights in town blinking their corporate colors for them. We add another 3,000 lights or so for Christmas, and it's just spectacular, all computer controlled. And as you saw in the evening, it's wonderful. We have miles of colorfully lighted pedestrian walkways you can get everywhere around the downtown on foot.
It's just when you're across, as I have been from the downtown, just looking across to the downtown, it's just spectacular. It's a light show at night. You can just sit there. The Ferris wheel lights up and all the lights everywhere. And something that we missed, this is new. I think this is a new event to Long Beach because you were just so excited about it. It's the Powwow Long Beach.
Long Beach.
That just happened, right?
We just had it in June. And it was absolutely spectacular. What Powwow is, Powwow started as a grassroots art movement in Honolulu about 7 or 8 years ago. And it became so popular that it's just grown leaps and bounds in Honolulu. And basically the concept is that famous artists, street artists basically, muralists, come in and owners give them the sides of their buildings they paint these giant murals. That's beautiful. And the beauty of it is that the people in the neighborhood or visitors coming into town can actually watch these artists creating these incredible pieces of art right while they're doing it. And that's what makes it so marvelous. The Powwow movement is so popular that they're in Austin, they're in Taiwan, and several other countries. So this was the Long Beach Powwow, and it was so successful. I think we definitely are doing it again in 2016 summer. And you can come into town and go on our website, visit longbeach.com, go to the page for Powwow, pull up the walking or the driving map, and you can go see some of these magnificent
And they are spectacular. I posted some on all over again yesterday, Facebook and whatnot. They are just spectacular. And it's something different to do. And we are such an artist-driven community in the Coachella Valley as well. I can see so many of the artists wanting to come out and see what you have done here in Long Beach with this powwow. Just, again, fantastic. Well, Bob, it has been so much fun, McGooglin. Thank you so much for hosting Traveling with Francoise here in Long Beach. I have had such a great time. It has been a whirlwind. I don't even know. All I know, it's Sunday because I did the show. Besides that, it has been nonstop. Again, Long Beach looks fabulous. I'm so proud to say that I am a California native and I grew up in Long Beach. So great. I really am.
Want to welcome you back at some point in the future, and I hope many of your listeners will take advantage of what everything Long Beach has to offer. It's beautiful weather, beautiful places, everything
year
to see
round.
And do.
Year round. In fact, we'll do a bus trip out to Long Beach.
There you go.
All right. Bob, thanks again. Again, folks, go to the website, visit longbeach.com. All of this will be on Traveling with Francoise.